Thank you for listening to or watching another episode of SNTR Presents. This is going to be a talk about PvP evolving in Destiny. I really want to clarify some of my thoughts. I think people responded pretty poorly to my video about PvP going away. They're not really understanding that I'm not advocating. I am merely observing. So I want to clarify my thoughts, but also commentate on the larger conversation and things that have been happening at Bungie as well as in the game and the conversation in the community right now. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can always catch me live. I'm probably live right now, twitch.tv/sayno2rage. That's usually when these hit the feed. If you're watching on YouTube, hitting the subscribe button and the like button is an easy way to help me out. I'm actually not going to play gameplay for this talk because I really want to capture my thoughts well. A lot of people rushed to the comment section of my last video and just immediately took me to task. They didn't watch the video. They didn't engage with what I was talking about. They just think I'm hating on PvP, which is not what I'm doing. So first I want to talk about, in the first part of the video, how I'm not campaigning. Then I want to talk about traditional PvP. And then lastly, I want to talk about how it's been 4+ years. It's been over 4 years. Now, before I jump into the video, I want to dispel some things that people say out of hand that are just blatantly false and not backed by any stats. Number one, that PvP and trials carry Destiny. No, it didn't. Twitch viewership is not indicative of player behavior. PvP engagement has always been the lowest part of engagement, so has trials. It's actually at its lowest point right now. When people point to PvP engagement, they forget to subtract Gambit engagement because it's in the total. PvP engagement hasn't been quite this low, and I don't think ever. And trials engagement was always the smallest percentage of weekly engagement. Now, I'm not saying that means it needs to go away, but when people say that, like, no, it needs to stay, it's great, it carried the game. No, it didn't. All the facts speak otherwise. It's Halo. They made Halo. Why would they remove PvP? They're the makers of Halo. As far as I can tell, most of the people from Halo are gone, and after 4 years, if you really, really feel like we haven't come full circle yet, do you have confidence in the original presence of Halo influence helping out this game's PvP? It doesn't really seem to be benefiting them to talk about, oh, well, they were the makers of Halo. Well, they certainly don't look like it now, do they? Sorry, I don't think they do. It's Bungie. It's Bungie. Of course they're going to have PvP. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in the PvP team after 4+ years. Maybe all the shakeups point to the fact that they're really going to change the nature of the teams and the philosophy. Maybe that's why everything's going on. I've never actually said it's going away completely. I think it's going to change and go towards a more PvE, PvP-centered style. And then when people say PvP is most of the player base, no, it is not. All the stats are completely at odds with you trying to claim that. So again, I wanted to dispel those things right away. People tend to run to the content and the comment section to claim all these things that are just actually, they're false. They are factually false and they're not true, okay? So again, I say all that to jump to this. I'm not campaigning. I am not calling for the removal of PvP. I have merely made observations about what has been going on at Bungie, what has been going on with the game since before and after Forsaken. Now, I have said things in the past, like PvP is holding the game back, it feels like a tack on. Those statements ripped out of context, you might think Lono wants PvP taken out. I have just continued to say that I feel its presence in the game hasn't been a massive net benefit for the game overall. It has certainly hurt PvE's experience and hasn't ever really arrived. Again, that's not me campaigning for its removal. I'm merely commentating on the status and the presence of PvP for the last 4+ years. And it's my opinion. I think it's a shared opinion. I think it's difficult to defend PvP's quality for the last 4+ years. Even if you like it, can you really defend the quality? Can you really retract all your criticism, all your tweets, all your statements that you've made on your streams, the forums, Reddit, wherever you are, whoever you are, talking about PvP? Are you going to try and rewrite history and act like it hasn't been a major point of consistent criticism and complaint, even from the very people who play with it and claim to like it? So I've never argued strongly for its removal. I have merely voiced my opinion on its lack of quality. It's been mediocre and it's never really arrived. And then I also made observations about Destiny 2's trajectory with PvP, and then they've recently had some people leave the company. So let's talk secondly about traditional PvP. My observations are more in line with PvP evolving into a PvPvE environment. There's leaks that are, you know, hinting at this. We don't know how viable or reliable these leaks are. But even if you just look at the trajectory of the content within Taken King and the... I'm sorry, not Taken King, Forsaken, and the annual pass, it becomes clear there's more of a focus on PvP and PvE combining than having traditional arena style. The other thing is, Gambit could be a test for future content. They seem to be putting a lot of eggs in the basket of Gambit. It gets okay engagement, you know, 200 to 300,000 people a day, siphoning mostly off of PvP numbers, as far as we can tell. PvP numbers going down, and most of those are, you know, basically Gambit as far as it seems. PvE hasn't gone down that much. The biggest drop has been Crucible daily engagement numbers. My observations have also been about the fact that traditional arena-style PvP is on the way out. Call of Duty's not really focusing on it as much anymore. BRs are becoming the main stage thing, and when that happens, player engagement and player motivation starts to really check out if you're not scratching the itch of the current cultural demand, and this might not be in demand any longer, which again means traditional PvP may be on the way out. It doesn't mean the presence and the idea of PvP is 100% going away. I think it's going to evolve, and I think that Forsaken and Gambit is a step in that evolution. Even if Anon the Nine's leaks aren't true, I believe the observations still hold that the content delivery and the philosophy has shifted, and then John Wisniewski and Josh Hamrick leaving Bungie is a sign that things are changing. Now, this could go one of two ways. Before I go to the last section, it's been 4 years. This could go one of two ways. Internally, they could be completely changing teams and adjusting philosophy, and that's why they're not saying anything about PvP right now. People are like, their silence is deafening. They're not really speaking to what the community is saying. They might not be able to. They might know that my prediction is they have plans for PvP content in Season of Opulence, but they can't commentate or dictate or even speak to what's beyond that. They probably don't know yet. If they're restructuring teams, if they're restructuring team leads and how the projects are going to be managed, as well as vision transfer from the top, like this is what we want to do with PvP, they may not be able to speak about what they want to do beyond Season of Opulence. So if they spoke up and brought their head up for air and said, we have plans to give you content in Season of Opulence, that would make more speculation happen, because people would be like, well, what about beyond Season of Opulence? And they would be like, we can't really comment on that right now. That would add more gas to the fire of the rumor mill. So that's probably why they're not commentating. So I believe it could go one of two ways. They may want to keep the traditional arena style. Maybe they want to bring in another team, and that's how I'm going to end the talk. It's been 4+ years. PvP has gone in one giant circle after almost 5 years of the game being out. We're nearing half of a decade of the game being out, and we've gone in a giant circle. It has not progressed. There's a laundry list of failed iterations on Destiny's PvP. Even if I grant you the premise, which I think it's a faulty premise, that like Trials was this massive triumph for the game, even if I grant you that premise, why is it not in the game right now? Because the game hasn't progressed or advanced. It's gone in a giant circle. So they can't even put Trials in the game right now. Rift didn't go over that well. Salvage, Breakthrough, Lockdown, D2 Vanilla PvP. All of these are experiments with PvP that have failed ultimately. And this is half a decade of efforts to either reinvent the wheel, iterate, or evolve the PvP, and they haven't. We have gone in a giant circle. We are basically back to square one, a D1 style PvP where there's lots of power, lots of one-hit weapons, and everyone's complaining and engagement's going down. People that tweet and talk about this and say they just need to do X, it's almost kind of becoming laughable to assert this at this point. After this much time, can you really give a couple bullet points in a tweet and claim that that will fix Crucible? After almost 5 years of failed efforts, and we've never landed, we've never actually had an arrival moment with the Crucible. So it is my contention, I don't have confidence in the team that's been in charge of Crucible up to this point, and if you're a fan of PvP, neither should you. Even again, if we grant the premise that Trials was just this amazing thing and you can't believe they took it out, apparently in their estimation, it can't come to the game right now. The game is in such disrepair that they don't even want to bring it into the game right now. So even that, even if you claim that is the crowning jewel of PvP achievement, there's a longer list of failed efforts, iterations, and game mode ideas, as well as an entire meta at D2's launch that was so bad they had to revert the whole thing 12 months later. There's a laundry list of more failures and more missteps than there are of triumphs, achievements, and victories for Crucible at this point. That is why I have made the observation that it is going to evolve, change, or in many respects, it might just go away. The more traditional arena style may go away. I have more confidence in them blending than continuing with something that has ultimately gone nowhere. So, you can disagree with me in the Q&A that's going to follow us or in the comments below. As with all of my content, I appreciate you watching and listening in all the various sources. You can come in twitch.tv/SayNoToRage. As with all of my content, I appreciate you watching and listening in all the other spaces. Please like, share, and subscribe.